This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. The mission here on the program is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. We discuss important subjects such as how to remain independent in your own home. We're really going to kind of break that down today and go in depth in some particular areas. When to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. If you do need to do that, how do you find the right senior care community for your exact needs? And then there's the cost. How do you pay for the high cost of senior care? We're definitely going to touch on that today. We also review legal issues involving elder law and estate planning, and we discuss how to care for the caregiver. So if you're listening to the radio right now, you may be streaming us online or listening to a podcast after the fact. Again, thanks so much for being here today. You are truly appreciated. If you need help with placement services from my firm, Senior Care Consulting, or if you want to learn more about the services provided by one of our very knowledgeable guests, you can always reach us on our toll-free number. It's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. Also, don't forget to visit online at seniorcarelive.com. We have a lot of just really positive comments and feedback about the website, seniorcarelive.com. So today we're really going to break down how to remain independent in your own home. We're going to focus in on a few pieces there, but you know, how do you remain independent in your own home? And then how are you going to pay for that? Because of course, everything can be pretty expensive, frankly. So I think one of the best things that you can do is bring in home care services. I have worked with lots and lots of families, and they're not quite ready to move to a senior care community. And oh, by the way, the AARP did this massive research study. They found that 90% of people surveyed prefer to stay in their own home. And that's not a surprise to me. And guess what? I'm part of the 90%. I'm going to do all I can to stay in my own home. Now, if I do need to move, the good news is we have some really, really great senior care communities to choose from here in the extended KC metro area and beyond. But frankly, let's just be truthful about this. Most people want to stay home. So you can stay home and bring in home care services. Of course, for that, I'd always recommend Golden Heart Senior Care, our friend Rick Shepherd. But bring in home care services on an hourly basis from a minimal assistance to all the way up to 24 hours a day. And they can help you with those activities of daily living and run errands for you and make some meals for you and do some light housekeeping and laundry, and they can do a whole bunch of things for you just to kind of help out with those activities of daily living. That's a great way to stay home. You can also make home modifications with our friends, the good guys from Mr. Remodeler, and they're going to be on the program a little bit later on to talk about that, remodeling your home to safely age in place. And a lot of times that'll do it. You make one modification, it could keep you home and not having to move to a senior care community for months or even years. You could also bring in special equipment from our friend Bill Schwartz with 101 Mobility. Some of the platform lifts and some of the other specialty pieces of equipment that his firm 101 Mobility offers. And that's again a great way, like a stair lift, help you safely traverse the stairs from the first floor to the second floor, to the first floor to the basement, etc. And just take that dangerous obstacle, if you will, of trying to get up or down the stairs. Just take that out of the equation. And again, that may do it. And then how are you going to pay for it? It's all very, very expensive. So of course, long-term care insurance will pay. Most long-term care insurance policies, you have to read your specific coverage, but most of them, especially the newer ones, do pay for home care, and they pay X dollars a day. We've reviewed this before. My recommendation is to get $200 to $250 a day reimbursement benefit, and that'll really help out there. Of course, the VA sometimes, in particular situations, will pay for specialty equipment in your home, and then the VA aid and attendance benefit will help pay for home care. And so we've talked about that on the program quite a bit. And then there's private pay. So if you ever hear the term private pay, what that means is, you know, you're writing a check. I mean, you're paying for it privately from your own funds. So long-term care insurance, the VA aid and attendance benefit, sometimes Medicare will also help out with some pieces of equipment, not too much. If you have private insurance and you're not on Medicaid, Medicare, I just swapped them out, and I always recommend people not swapping out Medicare and Medicaid. So if you're not on Medicare and you still have private insurance, many times your private insurance policy will reimburse, your health care insurance will reimburse for home care services and some of these specialized pieces of equipment. And then, of course, private pay, you are literally paying privately with your own resources. And then another great, great way to leverage the equity in your home to help you pay for home care services, again, making some home modifications, remodeling your home to safely age in place, maybe bringing in some specialty equipment, building a ramp, getting a platform lift, a stair glide that helps you, you know, ride on a chair up and down the stairs. A great way to leverage the equity in your home is a product called a reverse mortgage. And so without any further delay, I want to introduce to you my friend Josh Buffum. He is a reverse mortgage specialist with Community First National Bank. And Josh, welcome back to Senior Care Life.
Well, it's good to be here, Steve. Thanks.
All right. And Josh, what's the best phone number for the listeners to, I guarantee after this one, I mean, we're going to give some examples of how to use the equity in your home through a reverse mortgage to all in an effort to remain independent in your home. What's the best way to reach you?
The best way is my cell phone, and that's 816-728-2828. And I answer that pretty much 24 or 7 days a week. Now, obviously, if I'm sleeping, I'm not answering the phone.
Oh, but, come on now.
Right. But
get up at 1 a.m. Come on.
I'll return calls, return texts almost immediately.
So. Yeah. Yeah. And I can vouch for that. I've called Josh at some off times, and he's like, Josh Buffum. I'm like, hey, all right. So, and I've sent some texts and we've gone back and forth. And he, I mean, if he's not available, he might be working with a customer or with his group there at Community First National Bank. But he does get back with you very, very quickly. So it's a great level of service. Frankly, not everyone does that. So, 816-728-2828. As for Josh Buffum, he's a reverse mortgage specialist with Community First National Bank, 816-728-2828. So, Josh, let's talk about a reverse mortgage, and just, I always like to just back up to kind of 101 on reverse mortgages, because a lot of people have heard of them. They may not understand how they work. They may misunderstand a reverse mortgage, because I think, frankly, there are some misperceptions out there. So, what is a reverse mortgage?
Well, first of all, the name of the mortgage is home equity conversion mortgage. Reverse mortgage is just the common slang term, so people kind of understand what it is. But really what it allows you to do, you have to be 62 years old in order to qualify. It allows a senior to access the equity in their property without having to liquidate the property or create a new loan with a new payment. Now, the reverse mortgage has options. You could opt to pay interest only payment on it and the balance would never go up. You could decide, hey, I don't want to pay month or a few months in a row, or you can just not pay at all. That's the options with that loan.
Okay. All right. So you can take out a reverse mortgage and you can make the payment, which that kind of defeats the purpose. You can pay interest only. You can pay some interest some months, or you can just not make a payment at all.
Correct.
And then that would really increase your cash flow.
Exactly. And, you know, and the reverse mortgage is just another mortgage. It's just like a mortgage you may have already paid off on your home once before. You know, so it has a lien position on the title, and it can be paid off. It's simple interest, but it doesn't have to be paid. And that's, I think, the best benefit.
Okay, and I love that you point out that reverse mortgage isn't really the actual title or the name of it. It is a home equity conversion mortgage, and frankly, that actually is that really explains it much better than a reverse. You know, what is a reverse mortgage? I mean, it sounds kind of weird, but that's kind of a slang term. So the home equity conversion mortgage. So again, when I kind of set up this part of the program, I talked about leveraging the equity in your home to help you pay for services and products and equipment and remodeling, et cetera, so that you can remain independent at home. You can do that and leverage your equity through a home equity conversion mortgage, otherwise known as a reverse mortgage. And Josh, let's unpack that here in the next segment. All right. But first, let's not forget about our Senior Care Live question of the week. With a reverse mortgage, the homeowner keeps the title to the property. Is this statement true or false? So again, with a reverse mortgage, the homeowner keeps the title to the property. What's the answer? You'll find out right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the microphone on the homepage. You can't miss that one. Or the Listen Live button. Give it a few seconds to connect and and boom, you are in. It's that simple, and lots of people stream this program locally, regionally, and frankly, all over the country. So feel free to use that if you'd like. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. With a reverse mortgage, the homeowner keeps the title to the property. Is this statement true or false? And the answer is true. Is that right, Josh?
That is correct.
Well, I want to make sure I'm doing this right because you're the expert. But yeah, I mean, again, there's so many, there's so much misunderstanding. It's stupid.
It's rampant. It really is rampant.
It's ridiculous.
You know, people constantly think that the bank takes my home. Immediately when I do a reverse mortgage, the bank takes my home.
I just lost it.
It's completely incorrect. If you do a regular mortgage, the bank didn't take your home. All they did was place a lien on your property, which is exactly what a reverse mortgage is.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the bank could take my home too if I don't make my mortgage payment, but I still own the house. I just owe some money on the mortgage. I'm making my monthly payments. But with the reverse mortgage, one of the best options is that you don't have to make the monthly payment, and that frees up your cash flow to pay for some of these other services all in an effort to help you remain independent at home. And just to kind of drive home the point of misunderstanding, misinformation, you just told me something I didn't realize on a Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah, no, Saturday Night Live has even gotten into making fun of reverse mortgages. They do some kind of skit where they pretend to be Laura Ingraham, and that's one of their new sponsors is a reverse mortgage company that, and I think the slogan was, "Now the bank has your home." But, obviously that's false. With a reverse mortgage, it allows you to access your equity without having to make a payment. There's just a lien on your property. The balance of the loan goes up by interest only monthly if you don't make an interest only payment.
Yeah.
So you're in control of that, and you have all the options.
And then when you sell the house, so we'll just clear it up here then. So let's say at some point, so you've lived at home independently, and at some point then maybe you need just heavy duty medical care. Maybe you need to move to a nursing home or assisted living. And now it's time to sell your home and then move to that next chapter in a senior care community. What happens?
Well, just like with a regular mortgage, once the house sells, the mortgage is paid off and the remaining equity goes to the owners.
Perfect.
So or the heirs.
If someone passes away. Yeah.
Right. And the heirs liquidate the property, then the remaining equity goes to the heirs. If for some reason you outlive the equity in your property, or we have some major downturn like we did in 2008, then no one owes anything. FHA picks up the difference, and you turn the keys over to the bank and you walk away. So there's no recourse on these loans, and that's what the FHA insurance is for.
Okay. All right. So even in a downturn, and the bubble burst and it broke hard.
I was there.
And so it's rebounding, but all of the real estate property drops 30%, or whatever. What did it drop? Maybe close to 30%.
Around here, we were probably looking at 15 to 18%.
Not too bad around here.
Not as bad as on the coast.
Yeah. Right.
Or in Arizona or Nevada.
Yeah.
Florida.
So they really,
everything's back now.
They really got spanked. And locally we did take a downturn. I like the property tax reduction on my house, but I didn't like the value of my house. I'm like, ooh, I don't like that, but it's all on paper because I didn't sell it. So the bottom line is when you take out a reverse mortgage, you still own your house. Period. End of discussion. If you've heard something different, it's not correct. It's not true. When you go to sell your home and maybe downsize or maybe move to a senior care community, move in with one of your children, then what happens is you sell your home like you would sell it. And you just sell your house. You pay off your mortgage and you walk away from the property with the equity that's still left in your home. Period. If anyone has told you anything different, that's incorrect. Is that right?
It is absolutely incorrect. You can even do a reverse for purchase. So you can sell your home, take the equity, and then do a reverse for purchase again for that new home. And a reverse for purchase would basically allow you to put the amount of money down that the reverse mortgage would not cover. So it depends on your age. So the older you are, the more you can borrow.
Okay. All right. And see, and most people have probably never thought about a reverse mortgage for purchase. And that's another option. That's why we always say this is a financial tool. It's just literally a financial tool to leverage the equity in your home to get you where you want to go, whether that's purchasing the house, whether that's leveraging the equity to bring in home care services, make home modifications, et cetera. And you said that you're working with some folks right now, an age in place, and tell us a little, without their names, of course. Tell us about their situation.
No, I had a couple of brothers called me, and they were interested in keeping their mom in the home because she didn't want to leave. But they needed to have some retrofitting done to it in order to make it more comfortable for her to be there. Mm-hmm. You know, she's getting older and doesn't get around quite as easily. So they put in a ramp and they changed the bathroom around a little bit to give her a tub where she could sit down. They put some hand rails in the kitchen because she still likes to cook and do all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
But they basically made the home very easy for her to live in and possibly even for the rest of her life. So, so it worked out really well for her.
Perfect. So if this is resonating with you and you're like, you know what? We need to look into this. Definitely, definitely reach out to Josh Buffum. He's a reverse mortgage specialist with Community First National Bank, 816-728-2828. That's 816-728-2828. And Josh, we don't have much time left, but tell us about your service area. Or any limitations? Are we talking about Kansas and Missouri? Where can you help people?
I will generally visit somebody who's within 50 miles radius of Kansas City. Because
mm-hmm.
I always feel like if they get to meet me and I get to meet them, yeah. It always makes it a more comfortable transaction throughout.
So you offer a very personalized service here.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, but I am 50 state licensed. So, you know, if I've got somebody in California or Florida or even Hawaii, which I have done a loan there, I can easily transact their loan also.
Okay.
You know, the whole process is about 45 days start to finish because you do need to go to counseling. You know, we'll talk about the loan. We'll make sure you're completely understanding and educated about the loan, and then, you know, we'll offer counseling to you. So you go to a counselor. Once you've completed counseling and you have that counseling certificate, we'll do a full application and start the process.
Excellent. And the counseling is so that you understand exactly how this reverse mortgage works.
The counseling is because seniors are a protected class.
Yeah.
And since this is an FHA product that's government-backed, and you being a protected class, the government wants to know that an independent counselor has reviewed basically my work.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Excellent. Josh Buffum, reverse mortgage specialist, 816-728-2828. 816-728-2828. Josh, thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. We'll have more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. Now, look, you can really call that number at any time, literally day or night. We have real people answering the phone. How about that? Don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with someone else. Maybe you want to just go back and listen to it again. No worries at all. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. Just find the one that you want to listen to, click the play, little play arrow, and it'll start right up for you. And it really is that simple. And again, lots and lots of people take advantage of that. All right, moving on to our next guests. my friends, they are the good guys. And I may have to do an upgrade here to the great guys from Mystery Modeler, Keith Blay and Mark Worth. And Keith and Mark, thanks for being back on the program today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for inviting us.
Thank you, Steve. Good to see you.
All right. Good to see you. And we finally have some spring has sprung, I think.
Let's hope so. I hope it stays here.
Now, yeah. I have the allergies to prove it.
I'm right there with you.
And here's the problem. I don't have allergies, but now I guess I do.
Yeah.
So I'm one of these adults that have grown into my allergies. Yay, hip, hip.
Late bloomer?
I think so.
Literally.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Hip, hip, hooray. So, but anyway, so... All right. So if you want to reach out to the good guys from Mystery Modeler, let me give you a couple of phone numbers here. We're going to talk about some examples of what you can do. The theme today is how to remain independent in your own home and safely age in place. And we're going to talk about making home modifications, again, in your own home to safely age in place so that you don't have to move to a senior care community. According to the AARP, 9 out of 10 people want to do that, and Mystery Modeler does a tremendous amount of aging-in-place home remodeling. They are awesome. Reach out to Mystery Modeler at 913-362-7166. We're in Missouri, 816-453-3049. You could also go online at MR Remodeler. It's spelled exactly how it sounds, MRRemodeler.com. It's a great website. I love the before and after pictures. I guess I'm a picture junkie, but I mean, it really is stunning. And so I understand that you're working with some folks right now, and they're doing some remodeling right now, and they're trying to stay home and be safe.
Well, we've got several projects going on right now, but one we're just completing is a room addition, master bedroom bath on a first floor for mm-hmm. a lady who had some limitations, couldn't go up and down the stairs anymore, and mm-hmm. basically a prisoner on the second floor of her house, and she got to move down to be with the rest of her family and everything last weekend, so that was happy moment for everybody, and including everybody who'd worked on the project. Made us all feel good.
Nice.
And she's capable of driving as well. So, the first day she's going out to get her hair done, and she's like, just feels human again. So
because of her physical limitations, she was literally basically imprisoned in the upper part of her home.
The only time she really came downstairs was to go to a doctor's appointment.
Oh, my gosh.
And the house just wasn't set up for a chairlift, the way the stairs were set up, mm-hmm. without, spending tens of thousands of dollars for that.
Yep.
And obviously the room addition cost more than that, but it gave them so much more flexibility. Just having her there on the first floor, he works from home, he can... keep an eye on her a little more in case she'd fall or something like that. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping that, that'll keep them in their home for years to come.
Years and years to come, and avoid the cost of moving to a senior care community. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But, all right, so you mentioned the cost. So, yes, it did cost more than if you – and because of the staircase, it would have been a super customized stair lift that's super expensive relative to just maybe like a straight line stair lift.
Right.
But at the same time, what did they do? They just improved the value and increased the value of their home.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it was a 14 by 26 foot addition with a roll-in shower, a roll-under vanity, a beautiful bathroom, and then also the bedroom area with good-sized closets. And I think we had four windows in the room, hardwood floors, so that,
sounds nice.
If you get to the point of needing a wheelchair or something like that they can get around easily.
So. Easy to roll on the hardwood. You've got the roll-in shower, and they were just, they're set up to where this lady was literally stuck on the second floor.
Right.
And that's, I literally can't imagine that. So they would have had to, they'd have to bring up her meals and everything to mm-hmm. her upstairs.
Yeah, they had basically kind of modified one of the bedrooms upstairs to where she kind of had a small, living room den kind of set up with a table,
gosh.
And they take meals up to her and that type of thing. But, and she's not to the point. She doesn't necessarily need a roll-in shower at this point. And some of the things that we did do, but we want to be progressive in a situation like that.
You want to think ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so if you are thinking ahead, if you're saying, you know what, we can see ourselves getting to the point where, you know, these stairs are not going to work, we think we're really interested in maybe looking into doing that, but we do not want to move from our home. If that describes your situation right now, definitely reach out to Mr. Remodeler. Have them come out. They'll take a look. They will develop an estimate for you. They're a no pressure group. They do business the right way. And by the way, they've been in business since 1969. You can trust Mr. Remodeler, 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049. You can also go online at mrremodeler.com. mrremodeler.com. Keith, I think you're working with someone right now, and I think they've lived in their home for quite a bit, and now they are thinking about maybe moving on to one of the senior care communities.
Yep. They, in fact, I would have told them about you, except they didn't tell me they were doing this.
Oh, that's right.
And I think there's a new one being built up north that they're, well, there's several, but that they're moving into. But yeah, they're, we've done work for, actually, originally they were a customer of my cousin's, and then he retired and pointed them our way years ago, and we've done a bunch of work. They're both in their 80s. They get around great. I'm surprised they're moving, but they're very good at getting ahead of the ball, so to speak.
Yeah.
And ironically, I've been wanting to put they didn't have a handrail going down to the finished basement, and I've been trying to put a handrail there for several years. And they wouldn't let me because they didn't need it.
They're like, we're fine.
We're fine.
We go up and down the stairs just fine.
Yeah. And so part of the reason they called is to sell the house. They got to put a handrail on.
Oh.
Now they got a handrail. She doesn't like it.
You know that handrail that I've been talking to you about? Okay.
The one for the old people?
Yeah.
Right. That's right. Exactly. Yeah. That's right. Hey, we're in our 80s. We're doing fine. And that's for old people.
So. Yeah.
Right.
Speaking of, a little side note. I was at Applebee's having dinner this week, and a fellow who hears our ads on KMBZ walked in, and he's a friend of mine. He's, I'm thinking, probably in his early 80s. He's a retired engineer. He walked in, and he goes, "I got a bone to pick with you. You don't say old customers."
Oh!
I said, "What?" And he goes, "I heard your commercial. You don't say old customers." I went, "Oh my God. I mean, long-term customers."
Yeah. That's right.
So
previous customers.
Yes. So, yeah. Previous customers. Yeah. Long-term customers.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to say old customers.
That's right. He's like, "Don't call me old, dude."
Oh, right. I've got another bid, we're working on, and, for a couple again. Well, we met them at the home show, and they've got this beautiful house. They don't want to move, but they want to redo their bathroom. And they've got a massive tub, jacuzzi tub. It's huge.
They never use it. Eight-person tub or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the house.
Exactly. And basically what they're wanting to do is get rid of that and open the whole area up to have more storage and have a roll-in shower, you know, a zero-entry shower.
Yeah.
And so it was a weird space. It was a really weird space. Yeah. And so I went back to the office, and we worked up a kind of a 3D model of one way to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now the tub sits in a bay window, this giant bay window.
In a bay window?
Yeah.
Wow.
So what are you going to do? And we figured out a way to kind of turn that into a giant shower.
Pull the blinds, I hope.
Yeah, exactly. 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 It's this big Victorian-looking house. And so we kind of went down that path, and I called him back, and I showed up, and I went to present. Well, I did present what we'd came up with, and she said, "Well, I've been thinking about it, too." And she had a completely different design that she came up with, which works actually better.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've drawn that up, and I'm going to meet with them again.
Yeah.
But they're both maybe in their 60s, but, you know, more and more people are trying to get ahead of the ball.
Absolutely. And so that just be proactive. And if sometimes things happen and they're out of our control, we have to be reactive. And Mr. Remodeler can work with you, very quickly on an as needed basis, of course. But if you're thinking, about making some changes. If you're wanting to be proactive, which is incredibly smart to do, definitely reach out to Mr. Remodeler, have them come out, introduce themselves, work up an estimate, and if you do have them do the work, they will do a fantastic job for you. 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049, online at MR Remodeler. We'll have a whole lot more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. Back to my friends and special guests today, Keith Blay and Mark Worth. I call them the good guys from Mr. Remodeler. And there's a reason, because they are good guys. You can trust them with your keys. You can trust them to leave your home every day on time and in as good or better shape as it was when they arrived as they're working through their project. So this is just part of the excellent customer service from Mr. Remodeler. 913-362-7166. 816-453-3049 or online at mrremodeler.com. mrremodeler.com. So,
well, Steve, yeah. You said it's good or better shape than when we got there. If it's not better, we're not getting paid.
I think I meant just the cleanliness.
Oh, okay, yeah.
During the process. Because, you know,
how do you like your bathroom? We made it worse.
What are you rapping about? It's as good as it was.
So I didn't explain myself very well. So I had in my mind, cleaning up after yourself at the end of the day.
Absolutely, totally
trashed.
Yeah. Well, I think Keith and I understood that. I'm just not sure about anybody else.
So, Mr. Remodeler, they will leave, and the project will look better than when they started. But during the project, you know, on a daily basis, you know, you talked about, you know, some of the horror stories of people, not your guys, but just quote unquote competitors, you know, leaving the place just completely trashed and open buckets of paint and sawdust everywhere. And they left the door open. The dog ran away and just all the stuff.
Tools laying all over that little kids can grab and play with.
Yeah. And there's what is this? And it's a razor blade that goes into the carpet. Yeah. So the
yep.
So you hear all those stories. Well, that's not what Mr. Remodeler does. So, so what I didn't say very well is, you know, at the end of the day, during this work process, you know, they're going to pick up after themselves and not do all of the horror story stuff that we hear about all the time.
Absolutely.
Sounds good.
Yeah. All right. So, well, let's talk about some of the costs, because, you know, we were talking off mic and, you know, some people might say, oh, I don't know, you know, that room addition or some of these modifications, that might be, I'll just pick a round number, $60,000 or say $30,000, whatever the number is. Well, that costs money. Well, yeah, it does. But guess what? If you move to a senior care community, average assisted living facility is going to cost you, you know, right around $6,000 a month. And that assisted living keeps increasing actually fairly quickly. A nursing home is going to cost you for semi-private room around $6,500 a month. A private room, $7,500 to $11,000 is right down the middle. I priced one out the other day at $14,000 a month.
Wow.
You can get a lot of remodeling done at those rates.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So let's say if your remodeling project costs $30,000, A, you've just invested into your home. You've improved the value of your home. It's either going to sell for more money or it will sell faster because of some of the features you've added to it. And oh, by the way, you get to stay home longer.
Right. Yeah, right. You get right. The benefits of it. And that's why I think it's important to be proactive if you're in this situation, becoming of age where you've got these, things ahead of you, that start thinking about now and get some of the benefits out of it rather than just doing it for a short term.
Absolutely. And so, Keith, you mentioned something off air. I wonder if you could share the story with someone has a mobile home. And so you normally think, you know, a house, and this is her home, but it's a mobile home, so a little mm-hmm. different type of structure. Tell us about what she wants to do with that.
Yeah, it's a manufactured home, and she likes the neighborhood. She, you know, she's been there for a long time. She's very comfortable in it. And so instead of buying another one, she's fixing up that one and really investing a significant amount of money. And she looked at buying another one because she could do that for a little bit more than she's going to spend on it. But she wouldn't have the you know, the onyx tub walls and showers. She wouldn't have the quality of product that we're going to put in what she has now. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's important because, not to knock it, but sometimes builder's grade isn't that great versus, you know, what we go in and do. And
it's usually not.
Yeah.
Well, and it typically is. I looked at a project yesterday. The house was probably built in the early 80s in Leawood and had carpet around the Whirlpool tub deck.
And carpet around the Whirlpool tub.
Yes. Hmm. And, well, that way if you splash it, soaks up, I guess. I'm not quite sure what that thought process was. And then a step that was carpeted. And, you know, we talked about tearing all that out, tiling it, getting rid of the step, because that's a no-no to have a step right next to a Whirlpool tub. You're not supposed to be climbing up and then stand at the edge of the Whirlpool tub and climb down with wet feet.
This has accident in neon lights. Accident, flashing, you know.
And these people had never really used the tub, and you could tell because the carpet looked brand new.
I mean,
you know. And she was embarrassed there was a little dust in the tub, you know. And it's like
So obviously so they paid for this big tub and they didn't use it. And oh, by the way, if your carpet, so all right, so you have a little bit of traction on the carpet.
Right.
But when that thing gets wet, then what happens? You're growing mold and mildew.
Exactly.
So what are they gonna have you do then?
We're going to kind of they're in a situation, they're getting a little bit older and they're gonna retire and move to Colorado.
Okay.
Is the plan in the next 3 or 4 years. And there again, they want to do this at some point in the time in the near future where they can get the benefits of the project. Mm-hmm. But it's take that step out, tile around the Whirlpool tub, redo the shower. Mm-hmm. There again, there's carpet in the vanity area. Get rid of that.
Yep.
Change out the tops, new lighting, you know, that type of thing. But just kind of bring it up to date to where they can get some benefits to it. And there again, help with resale value in the next few years when they're ready.
And the resale value, so that the ever important bathroom area of your home needs to be competitive with other homes that the buyer's looking at. If you're not, you're probably not going to sell it to that particular buyer if someone else has the updated vanity tops and the lighting and they don't have the carpet, they have the nice tile around the Whirlpool, et cetera.
Right. Unless they're looking for a fixer upper or something like that.
Yeah.
But most people aren't. I mean, this was the master bath. So
that needs to look nice.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yep. So again, you are spending some money, and then they're going to sell their home, but they're also going to have a much nicer space to live in over the next, you know, 2, 3, 4 years before they move and relocate.
Right. And this was, you know, maybe I haven't even figured it, but it's probably $20,000-$25,000 project, maybe. Mm-hmm. But you know, very nice home. I think there were 4 other bathrooms in it. So I didn't look at the others. They probably all are, well, they're that same date. I'm sure.
Right. Yeah, but they could use a little.
But it's not the master bath.
Yep, absolutely.
We've had more and more customers are downsizing to smaller houses and have us come in and fix those up. So it's all sorts of projects.
So if this is resonating with you and you're wanting to be proactive, you're wanting to age in place, again, invest the money in your own property. Call Mr. Remodeler 913 913- 562-7166 or 816-453-3049 or go online at mrremodeler.com. You will be very happy that you did this. Mark and Keith, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.
Good to be here.
All right. And thanks so much for our listeners tuning in today. I really appreciate it. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.